Says they fast tired, fast smiley, they were very pretty. Sneeze does not mean a person should wear sacks, or a person should wear black stockings, or a person should wear a skirt all the way to the floor. You can go very stylish, very nicely, but it shouldn't be overdone. That sneeze has to be as long as the sleeves are the proper length, the skirt is proper length, and the neckline is also properly done. So there is nothing wrong if you have a nice dress. On the contrary, there's many things which the Chazal tell us. A woman has to dress herself in a certain way that her husband, Chas v'Shalom, shouldn't look elsewhere, shouldn't think about somebody else. But anyways, you say stylish, as long you can have in Borough Park, you can buy, maybe here Kranitz also, nice dresses. And it's about Tznius Dik, there's nothing wrong which you can wear such dresses. What's the next one?
What are the guidelines for a man's dress?
Again, this is everything depends. I wouldn't wear a white jacket. I wouldn't wear a white hat. I wouldn't go in the streets in sneakers. But for some other people, there's nothing wrong if they work. It all depends on if each person who he is. That, for example, a doctor, a lawyer, or somebody is in Manhattan, works in an office, he doesn't have to go dafki with black hats and a black hat, a black suit, and so on. It all depends. As long as it's a modest, sneezdik suit, it's okay. This is a question, for this needs a lot of discussion. How can we be responsible for certain thought concerning the Yetzer Hara field? This is it doesn't have so much to do with sneers, how a person can control his thoughts.
I hope the principle of the sifting is not here now, but see before. Somebody asked this the following question. Number one, teachers in Besivke who are not so sneers in dress and teaching. How do we handle friends who are dressed right? Ladies and gentlemen, this mindset is Besivke, it lately became greatly improved, but still there's a lot to be desired. And if a teacher doesn't dress herself seriously, I don't think such a teacher should be hired. The question is, her husband learns in the koyel, and she provides panosa. We cannot endanger and harm the children. What a child sees, especially in this early stage, when the child is, the shom is so impressionable, and sees a teacher comes and not seriously. I'm not speaking sneersly. For example, she goes, she plays, dressed in style. She said there's nothing wrong with it. She can go in style. But her sleeves and the skirt, etc., etc., I don't think such a teacher should at all be taught, be teaching. Should be hired, should be teaching in the certificate. Because what she does, she harms and endangers the shamans of scores and scores of other children. This is something which is more for the principal, for the administration. Any teacher doesn't belong in any school. The same thing also in a yeshiva. If the teacher doesn't, the melamed, the babichi, chas v'sholom, doesn't go with seriously get lushi, he doesn't, should find himself a different profession, but he doesn't belong at all in a yeshiva. How do we handle friends not dressed right? It's also a very difficult thing. Of course, you have to try to influence, to inspire, to speak with this person. But the experience has shown, if you do it slowly, and you do it not with canoeously, not going to be great zeal, but slowly, slowly, you can accomplish miracles.
Several questions. were basically the same point, which is